So today we've got the opportunity to celebrate probably a 3 to 4 year journey that Ngāti Kuri's been on around Kauri. So even though we're talking about a building, it's what's in the building that's been more important to us. So Kauri is housing, it's the gateway to Te Rerenga Wairua, it's the gateway to our kōrero, it's the gateway to who we are.
Oh, it's a wonderful culmination, I suppose, to be here today and to get to the actual opening. It's been a long journey. You know, it's obviously part of the Te Aro Whānui program, and the journey itself for Kauri has been a long part and a long and iterative journey. You know, obviously with COVID and all of the other challenges in recent times, it's taken a while to get to this point, but I think sometimes time is also the best opportunity to actually distill the opportunity and see the full potential. So wonderful to be here and to see actually everyone that's here today.
When I came here today, I don't think I realised the true significance of today and how marvellous, like we were saying earlier, you know, how everything is intertwined. I didn't have the feeling that it was going to be as marvellous, but it's way surpassed my whakaaro from this morning. Tino humari, very humbling.
I think what this presents at its most simplest is an opportunity to understand, in this particular context, the real value of the Far North. You know, we often measure ourselves against the values that get set by systems and government, and yet, you know, the values in the North are unique to the North, and this is an opportunity to start to understand those in the fullest extent and then celebrate them. Kauri itself is a name. Originally, the name was gifted by Wayne Petera, and really it was a play, obviously, on the Kauri factory that once stood on these grounds, the ancient Kauri kingdom, but also Kauri, to ignite that descendancy and identity, is all about the building of connectivity to the muri whenua, and from the muri whenua to the world. And so that ability to build, I guess, social and cultural capital through a facility like this is what's most important.
I'm really excited for our people, the ability for us to have confidence in ourselves, and the reflection that this building will allow us to do and build from those positions.
And this is a gateway, I suppose. You know, it's connectivity to the muri whenua, and all of the iwi of the muri whenua is intrinsically important. It becomes a foundation for, I guess, a frame of reference, a lens to see the Far North, a way of understanding its uniqueness and all of those pūrākau and histories that typify its uniqueness. So it's an opportunity, I think, most importantly for people to bring it alive. You know, the centre itself is important, Kauri is important as a physical structure, but actually the most important thing is the stories that permeate it and the people that move through here and represent the multitude of pathways moving forward, te ara whānui.
Having this whare is also an opportunity for mums who have moko, babies, can come. They can take stock of what's in here and learn. They're learning while they're here, and they have a chance to excel even further. It doesn't only start with the raranga, it starts with everything that this whole whare represents. Our children, our mokopunas, are going to have a stepping stone, and that's just one step at a time. But this is a big step.